Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board with us as we face the issues each and every day. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Love to have you join in. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I don't know about you, but there are a lot of people have used the term the TGIF day. Thank God it's Friday. I am delighted that you're with us today, and we're looking forward to what God is going to say as we face the issues. We're asking the question today, are we living in a post-Christian world? Are we living in a post-Christian world? And if you're wondering about how to answer that, let me just set you straight immediately. Yes, we are. We're living in a post-Christian generation, a post-Christian world. Can you recall, ladies and gentlemen, back, some of you are old enough to remember, back when you'd have revival meeting in your church and the churches would be filled Sunday morning, Sunday nights, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights, the churches would be filled with people seeking to come and hear from God through the man of God as the word of God is proclaimed. Well, we're finding that that's not of interest today to the younger generation and even to the many of the older generation today. There's a mindset that we can depend on government more than on God. There's a mindset today that has the philosophy and the general attitude that whatever we need, God's going to supply it. God's going to supply the education. I mean, the government's going to supply the education. The government's going to supply the health care. The government's going to supply the income when I'm not working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's become a total dependence upon government and not on God. A post-Christian generation, a post-Christian world means that we've ceased and desisted in relationship to what God's word says and what we need to do as salt and light in the society in which we're living in. We're going to uncover some of the facts and the thoughts in relationship to that today. We're going to look at some of the current events on a global basis. We'll look at what is taking place in America. We'll look at what's happening in Ukraine. We'll look at what is taking place in the realm of what government is doing, what big tech is doing, and what Joe Biden administration, the Biden family cabal, is attempting to do, and how we're losing our families and our freedom and the destruction of our faith in our nation today. And some of that, ladies and gentlemen, is because of those that are put in office that feel that somehow, some way, we're to be the slave servants and they're the master. And I simply reject that because it's antithetical to the Word of God. So let me remind you, as we face the issues, you can join the dialogue and discussion by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. And let me remind you again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that ought to be the source for our direction and what we do and how we respond each and every day. I'm saddened to report to you, in the event you did not already know it, that we have ceased to depend on God as a nation. And a nation that turns their back on God, a nation that ceases to depend on the word of God, a nation that ceases to place our faith and trust in God, is in fact a post-Christian world. And that's where we are today for the most part. But as we face the issues, I go to the truth book. It is the word of God. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14, 6, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement when he says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word that we ought to place our faith and trust in. But you know, truth is not sought for today. And I searched last evening and tried to find the direct quote. But when Trey Gowdy made a determination 3-4 years ago, what it was, that he was not going to run for re-election in the House, U.S. House, as a representative from South Carolina. Trey Gowdy said when he first got to Washington, he thought the purpose and the focus of the House of Representatives and the legislators there was to seek out and find truth. He said he discovered that they were not interested in truth at all, and he had no interest in remaining in the House of Representatives. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the socialist, that made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be the case today. There's, generally speaking, this is not a blanket statement for everyone listening, but generally speaking, the world and those around us each and every day that represents the world, they hate to hear the truth. They reject the truth. And it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, the problem is, if I can paraphrase his statement, the problem is that the truth is the Word of God, and the Christian church is the one that's the custodian of the Word, and therefore, as a result of that, the reason for the death of truth in America is because of the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a truth statement, but most are not recognizing that statement as being so valid and so true today. We have cotton candy theology. We have the goosebump theology, cotton candy theology, in case you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. Cotton candy tastes good, but it's not filling. Cotton candy theology might sound good, but it's not filling. You have goosebump theology today. It makes you feel good, but it doesn't change your life. I just lump them together and call it voodoo theology. That's taking place in our churches and our pulpits and among Christians today more than you'd ever dream possible. And as you look at voodoo theology, it's simply because, as the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, when he charges Timothy with the responsibility of preaching the word, for in verse 3, for God, because the time will come when they'll not tolerate, not put up with, not want to hear sound doctrine, sound theology. We're there today, ladies and gentlemen, a good evident token that we're living in a post-Christian world, a post-Christian generation. Ladies and gentlemen, I default back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. The purpose of this broadcast is not based on ideological bent. It's not based on philosophical rhetoric. We do not base what we say on denominational dogma. But what does the Word of God say? That's the final, first, foremost, and final authority for us today. You might say, well, I'm not a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't change the fact that God's Word is still relevant. God's Word is still the same. Whether you accept it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's still relevant, still the same. God's still in authority. God's still on the throne. He's still sovereign. And nothing takes place, regardless of how horrific it may be, just as we see taking place with the carnage in Ukraine. God's not asleep. God has a plan and a purpose, and we'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast today. God has a plan and purpose. I believe we're watching the spark that ultimately will lead into World War III on a global basis. Now, a year from now, you could say he was absolutely dead wrong. That's all right. I'm looking at it on the basis of authority of the Word of God, what I believe God is saying, what God is doing. You see, the world's not going to get better and better. As the little boy says, it's going to get badder and badder. And we're watching it get bad today and worse each and every day that time goes by. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Professional staff at Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, can answer your questions about the Honda generators, the power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good, good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. They're closed on Sunday, allowing you to worship with your family as God ordained it so. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Drop by, make your application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does in your future employment with Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Gigantic flag flowing, the Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the distinct pleasure of being on the set with my friend and yours, and I pray that you pray for us each one each day, Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis is here today. We're just going to bounce around, as I call it, with different variety of things we're going to talk about, all leading to the point that we're finding that we're in a post-Christian era, a post-Christian generation, a post-Christian world, a post-Christian America. And as a result of that, we're finding chaos, confusion, and calamity on every hand. And I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, as we watch the hopelessness and helplessness that seems to pervade our world today, most are looking to political leaders. Now, listen carefully. Most are looking to political leaders for a resolution of the problem. Most are looking for, in fact, I've heard many say, well, if we can just take back the House, if we can just take back the Senate in 2022, if we can just do that, we can set all things right. We can put all things on the right path. We can make good things happen for America. Ladies and gentlemen, we heard that in 1994 with Newt Gingrich and the contract with America. It was good for a while. They made some changes. We heard that when President Trump went in office, was elected in November 2016, took office in 2017. The Republicans had the control of the House, had the control of the Senate, had the control of the Oval Office, and the Rhino Republicans, the spineless Republicans, prevented us from doing what God, I believe, wanted us to do as a nation. Even though God intervened, the divine intervention brought about the election of Donald J. Trump, we did not accomplish what I believe could have been accomplished. But people, you and I and multitudes today, rather place our faith and trust in God and government than in God. And Pastor Davis, I'm concerned about what I'm seeing as the declension of the moral, ethical, spiritual family called the family of God, the church of God, that seems to put most of their reliance on government rather than on God. What do you find? How are you seeing this? What's your response to my statements in that regard?
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, again, for being able to be here. It's always a pleasure, amen, to be right with you on these Fridays and any other day. Yes. Doesn't have to be a Friday. Anytime that we can get together. So if y'all are listening to us on today and it sounds like we are trying to have church, just don't pay us no attention.
That's right.
We just love the Lord.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. But I want to say good morning to my wife and my grandson, my family, everyone that's listening on today. Good morning, JJ. Amen. Thank God for you. Love you on today. Thank God for you, my wife of almost 36 years.
Amen.
On the 8th of this month, which will be next Tuesday week, we will celebrate 36 years.
She's put up with you for a long time, hasn't she?
Amen. I just love you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. But also, Dr. Youngblood, in response to what you were saying on today, Christians need to get a better understanding of Scripture in its context.
Absolutely.
God is not hiding anything. He has not hidden anything from us.
Yes.
Amen. It's already there in His Word. As great a job as Donald Trump did with the moving the embassy back to Jerusalem,
yes,
and all the other great works that he done, some might think that he didn't do so much. That's okay. The writings are there.
They can be wrong, and we can love them anyway, right?
Amen. 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 It's there to prove out, you know, yes, what he did during his term in the office. Every president, mm-hmm, you know, has a history to show what they did, their successes and failures.
Right.
So we know that's going to happen. Because they are human beings just like us.
Absolutely.
And the Scripture told us to pray for them that are in authority. Mm-hmm. So all of those that say that they hate President Trump, they hate President Biden, if you're not praying for them, you're not doing your job.
Right.
But we need to know and understand that the Scripture tells us that no matter how much they do to make peace in the Middle East and all these other things that are going on that we want to see made straight, That is the sole job of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's why he's coming back.
That's right. He's called the Prince of Peace.
Amen. He's mm-hmm. coming back to the world. Amen. To sit on the throne of his father, David. He's the only one that's going to be able to make things exactly how they ought to be so that we can have a quiet and a peaceable life the way that God told us.
That's right.
Because he said, Jesus said when he came, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Right.
Amen. So the problem, Dr. Youngblood, I believe the reason why we are seeing a slacking off in the churches and the different other things that's going on is because there are disciplinary problems within the church mm-hmm. that are not being enforced.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the people of God are out of step with God.
Right.
Because when we go to the scripture I just turned to, amen, 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I'm just going to start with verse number 5.
All right.
Here is what we are facing in the church. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute. That means the truth is absent.
Right.
If you don't have any truth to catch a hold to, you're living in falsehood, and falsehood only makes you live in bondage.
Right.
So therefore, you can't do the right thing because you are out of step, not only with God, but with his word. So then it says, supposing that gain is godliness.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told us that godliness with contentment is great gain.
Right.
We didn't bring anything into this world, and we're certainly not going to take anything out. When I watched Michael Jackson's funeral on TV, I didn't see a hearse behind, I didn't see a U-Haul behind the
hearse.
That's
right. Absolutely.
Amen. He didn't take anything mm-hmm. to the cemetery, and that's the same thing it's going to be for us. So we have to learn first to be content with God and what he has supplied us with. And if we don't know, what we need to do is consult his word to see what it is he promised us that we could have. But Brother Paul said, from such withdraw thyself.
That's right.
Withdraw thyself. We as shepherds of the house of God must know when to use the rod of correction
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in order to get people back in step with God, with one another, and with the mission of the church.
Yes.
Because if we don't do these kind of things, then of course we're going to see things happening, Dr. Youngblood, that we're not comfortable with. Because as you said, I think back, you know, over the times when we used to have great revivals.
Right.
And how all the people, the committed, I call them the committed.
In the smaller communities, they'd shut down the stores, close the businesses so their employees could go to church.
Amen. Amen. And the faithful few.
That's right.
You know, there's always going to be a faithful few.
Right.
We don't look for the house to be filled every time. We hope that it will.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when only a faithful few will show up. Well, that's fine, because he said where two or three are gathered together in my name, that he's there. So I thank and praise God, even right now, it's just two of us here, but he's in our midst. But when we look at coming to the church, that should be the goal of every Christian who's committed to God, to be able to step into the house of God every time the doors are open at the house of God, because that's where you get your blessings.
And there's a day coming when that freedom and that opportunity with the house of God being open for people to come.
Amen.
As you recall, I've said it several times on this broadcast of recent, George Barna said that this year about 60,000 churches are going to close. And I'm familiar with churches that are closing across the nation today.
Amen.
And it's because of the failure of the so-called Christians to support the local New Testament church. They're rather depend on government rather than depending on God. And that's where we'll find the decline, I believe, Pastor Davis, in our nation. But let's talk for a moment. When we look at what's happening in the Ukraine, I understand when Zelensky was put in office, he was put in office as a puppet by George Soros and the Soros funds to be able to control Ukraine. I do realize that they had a corrupt government for years and years and years, and Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal profited heavily off the money washing, money laundering that was sent from America to Ukraine, and then a kickback or a portion of that going back. Hunter Biden being involved in collecting millions upon millions of dollars out of Ukraine and Russia. And I believe, very frankly, if I can digress for a moment, I believe that Vladimir Putin knows all the details. He knows where the bodies are buried. He knows where the skeletons are in the closet as far as Biden
Amen.
Is concerned.
Amen.
So Biden is absolutely under Putin's thumb. The reason Biden will not cut off the oil coming in from Russia to America, and if we'd cut off buying our oil from Russia, it would cut off the funds that Russia's using now to destroy Ukraine. But from the standpoint of the moral, ethical scene that we're seeing there, It should be heartbreaking for every Christian, for every citizen in America to see what is happening. I believe Putin has turned to what I would call, what is called a scorched earth theory today, where if he can't take control, he'll wipe everything out completely.
Amen. Amen.
And I am concerned, ladies and gentlemen, where that's going. I believe we need to pray for them. I don't believe we need to send cash money. Biden has just now said he's going to send $10 billion of cash to the Ukraine.
My, my.
And if that happens, about half of it will come back to the politicians in America that's supporting the $10 billion to be sent
Amen.
Of our taxpayer
Amen.
Money. So the question is, when we see what is happening, when we look at the events that are taking place, look at the players that are involved in the action there with Russia, as Ezekiel 38 and 39 calls it, I believe we're watching the spark that will ultimately go into Ezekiel 38 and 39 with what is called the war with Russia. Now, there's a major controversy, Pastor. I don't know if you're aware of it or not.
Amen.
Major controversy in theological circles today. In fact, I read one article this morning online that said that many pastors and many preachers, many theologians are now saying that this is prophecy being fulfilled, that this is taking place, and there was a kind of a no, that this is not it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that we're going to have a war with Russia tomorrow. I'm not saying that this is Ezekiel 38 and 39, but it's setting the stage of where God is going as God day by day by day and moment by moment puts the chessmen on the chessboard, getting ready to the final fulfillment of the prophetic eschatological text.
Amen.
So I'm concerned about it as I watch it taking place. And now, as and I'll confess to anybody, I didn't realize that Ukraine had 15 of the world's largest nuclear plants.
Amen. I did
in
not
Ukraine,
know that either.
And that's what they have.
Amen.
In fact, the one that's just been hit by Russian artillery is the largest in all of Europe and is the 10th largest nuclear plant in the world.
My, my.
Right there in the Ukraine. And so I don't know if that's the cause and effect of what Putin is doing, wanting to take control of the nuclear plants. Don't know. But I do know, ladies and gentlemen, that Vladimir Putin, just in recent months, got with the Ayatollah, the chief grand poobah in Iran, and agreed to help pay for their nuclear devices being completed, help to provide help, assistance, and technological support for them to finish their nuclear weapons in preparation. And I know as a result of that, the trickle-down is that now Israel is on high alert. Putin has just said to Israel, you must give up the Golan Heights. And ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the geography of Israel, the Golan Heights is on the highest point behind Israel that protects them from the Syrians coming in and trying to wipe out the Jewish people.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We're watching the chain reaction of what is happening. Israel now has said they're going to provide all kinds of military help and otherwise for the Ukrainians, because the head of Ukraine, the president of Ukraine, is a Jewish man. So as a result of that, we're watching Israel being drawn into this mass and into this torrent that is taking place in the Ukraine.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
See that, and I look at Ezekiel 38 and 39 and say, wow, God's at work. God's on the throne.
Amen.
God's
Amen.
Fulfilling what he said in his scripture.
Amen.
And so, Pastor, with all of that being said, the point that I want to emphasize for you and I to talk about for just a moment for our listeners to join in the dialogue and discussion, if we see that, what is wrong? I have talked with people, Christians, Christian businessmen, Christian doctors. I've talked with Christian political leaders. And it seems that it is a rare thing for a Christian, regardless of the prominence in society, to know what God is doing,
my,
to understand
my.
What the Scripture says, to realize that the Scripture is leaping off the pages in the local news. So speak to that issue and what is needed in relationship to Christians, being in the Word, studying the Word, knowing the Word, and without that, what it does to a society.
Amen. Well, as you just got finished saying right at the end of your discussion right there, the Scripture commanded us to study,
right,
to show ourselves approved.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, that's a great thing to show God that we know His Word, but you need to know that you know the Word for yourself.
That's right.
Because there are vital, very important areas of the Scripture, as you just got finished saying, that are coming to fruition right before our eyes.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
And if you don't know what the Bible is saying, then you're going to live your life in fear.
In fear.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Now, God doesn't want that to be for His people.
That's right.
Because He has promised to make everything all right for us. And I fully trust in God no matter what. I don't care how many bombs He shoots off over there in the Ukraine or wherever else He's trying to destroy. Mm-hmm. God is still in control.
Amen.
He's not sitting on the throne and saying, oh my, I need to do something now because Putin is doing
this
or another person is doing that.
Absolutely.
God is totally in control. He's not going to let anything happen to us because he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
Matthew 28 and 19, at the end of that, he said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world.
Right.
So, Dr. Youngblood, I trust him for that.
Absolutely.
No matter what happens, no matter how many of these dictators come forth and try to do things, they can't do any more than God allows them to do.
God said it, that settles it, whether we accept
Amen.
It or not, is what I've always said.
Amen.
But, Pastor, one of the things that I believe, and I pray that I'm wrong, and I could be wrong. I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in Amos chapter 7, verse 14 and following. But I believe we're headed into World War III. Maybe next week, next month, next year, 10 years, we're headed into World War III.
Amen.
No way, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, to prevent it. I believe we're headed there on a fast track and a jumbo 777 full steam ahead with no one at the controls. I'm looking at an article that says, Russian foreign minister warns World War III will be a nuclear war. Russian foreign minister warned Wednesday that a third world war would be a nuclear destructive aimed at his country's invasion in Ukraine. The third world war will be a nuclear war and very destructive, he says. He also alleged that Russia would be in real danger if Ukraine were to ever to acquire a nuclear weapon. Early this week, the spectator of the nuclear war was raised, specter of the nuclear war was raised when Russian Vladimir Putin ordered his country's strategic deterrence forces, which operate some Russian nuclear arsenal, to be on heightened alert on a statewide level. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we need to understand is that these things are already given to us. We're told this in the prophetic scripture, Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 and following, outlines it succinctly as to where we're going and what is going to take place. But, Pastor, one of the things that most are not aware of in the text in Matthew 24, beginning with verse 5, one of the first indications, one of the first indicators of the last days is that of false teachers, false
Amen.
Preachers, false theology, and false doctrine.
Amen.
It's in the 5th verse. It's also in the 11th verse of chapter 24 of Matthew, and it warns of that. And we're finding that today. Even those that will laugh at and mock at, those that will say that we're living in the last days, some of those so-called theologians and pastor, preacher, teachers that will say that that is not the case at all and will reject out of hand, it's because of what I say, misunderstood, misinterpreted text in the Bible.
Amen.
And they will take text out of context and make it say what it does not mean, and therefore they're causing the congregations and Christians in general to believe a demonic lie. And as a result of that, we have Christians today that are asleep, not realizing what's going on. I'm absolutely amazed each and every day as to the number of believers, the number of Christians, number of conservatives that do not know what's taking place on a national, much less an international level.
Amen.
They're asleep at the wheel.
Well,
and if we're asleep, we cannot be salt and light.
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, they say that they're woke.
Yeah, it's the woke culture.
I don't understand it. I mean, if they can just define that to me, give me a good definition of what they are woke with or from. I mean, I don't understand it. Because right now, things seem to be, even though they say that they are woke, things are so far out of control with what they're doing.
That's right.
It's not really what the church is just sleeping. I'm just going to say that.
Just asleep.
But as far as the ones who are supposed to be in positions of authority, they say that they are woke, but they are not proving that by their actions.
Absolutely.
We can't see any fruit from
that. They're asleep at the wheel.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top of the hour news break. We're talking about issues today that I believe every Christian needs to be tuned into, listening up, and be alert of what is taking place. The only way that we can be armed to carry out the task that God's called us to do is if we are informed with what the Scripture says in alliance with what is taking place in the world with a central biblicist worldview. So hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.